Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Body First, Mind Follows by Noah Mercer is a practical self-help guide focused on somatic exercises for anxiety, trauma-related tension, emotional dysregulation, burnout, overwhelm, and dissociation. Its central premise is that psychological calm is often easier to access through the body than through thought alone. Rather than presenting healing primarily as a matter of insight, willpower, or positive thinking, the book organizes regulation around simple physical practices intended to help the nervous system return to a safer, steadier state. The book is positioned for readers who have tried meditation, mindset work, or yoga, but still feel tense, activated, or disconnected from their bodies. Its format emphasizes accessibility, with more than 100 exercises and a 30-day neurosomatic healing protocol designed for gradual practice. While it belongs to the broad category of trauma-informed wellness and nervous system regulation, its defining purpose is practical implementation through repeatable daily routines rather than theoretical discussion alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, somatic regulation as the book's central healing pathway, the defining idea of body first. Mind Follows is that emotional regulation can begin with bodily signals rather than cognitive analysis. This places the book within the somatic self-help tradition, where muscle tension, breath patterns, posture, sensory awareness, and movement are treated as entry points into nervous system regulation. The practical reasoning is straightforward. Anxiety and trauma-related stress are not experienced only as thoughts, but also as racing heartbeat, tightness, shallow breathing, restlessness, numbness, or collapse. If distress is partly embodied, then interventions that work through the body may feel more direct than attempting to think one's way into calm. The title captures this sequence by suggesting that bodily shifts can create conditions in which the mind becomes clearer and less reactive. This does not mean the book dismisses cognition, therapy, or reflection. Instead, it emphasizes that body-based practices can complement them, especially for readers who find purely mental strategies insufficient. The result is a guide built around action rather than explanation, asking readers to notice physical states, change them gently, and observe how emotional experience responds. Secondly, the 30-day protocol turns nervous system work into a structured practice. A key feature of the book is its 30-day neurosomatic healing protocol, which gives the material a sequential structure instead of presenting exercises as an unorganized list. This matters because many readers interested in nervous system regulation do not lack information. They lack a manageable way to apply it consistently. A 30-day format creates a defined container, reducing the need to decide what to practice each day and encouraging gradual repetition. The book's promise is not simply that one exercise can change everything, but that daily exposure to body-based regulation can help reshape a person's relationship with stress over time. And the structure also supports pacing, which is important in trauma-oriented work. Rather than pushing for intense emotional breakthroughs, the protocol suggests a step-by-step approach that can be integrated into ordinary life. Its practical value lies in making somatic work less abstract. Readers can approach regulation as a habit built through short, repeated sessions, which is often more realistic than waiting for motivation or relying only on crisis response. Thirdly, short routines address anxiety, overwhelm, burnout, and dissociation. The book highlights quick somatic routines for states such as anxiety, overwhelm, burnout, and dissociation, including practices positioned as usable in about 10 minutes. This focus gives the book an applied, situation-based quality. Anxiety often involves heightened activation, so a useful practice may aim to slow breathing, orient attention, soften muscular bracing, or restore a sense of present time safety. Burnout can involve depletion rather than simple nervous energy, so regulation may require gentler grounding and recovery rather than stimulation. Dissociation presents a different challenge because the person may feel detached, numb, or unreal, making sensory reconnection and body awareness especially relevant. By naming these different states, the book implicitly recognizes that nervous system dysregulation is not one uniform condition. A person who's agitated may need a different approach from someone who feels shut down. The value of short routines is that they can be used before distress becomes overwhelming. Instead of treating regulation as something reserved for long sessions or ideal circumstances, the book frames it as an everyday skill that can be practiced in real time. Fourthly, trauma-sensitive practice is framed around release without reliving. One of the book's important claims is that trauma can be approached through gentle somatic release without requiring a person to relive painful memories. This is a significant positioning point because many trauma survivors are cautious about methods that feel emotionally exposing or destabilizing. The book's body-first approach appears designed to work with present-moment sensations rather than detailed narrative reconstruction. In practice, that means the emphasis is on safety, grounding, and gradual regulation rather than dramatic catharsis. The reasoning behind this approach is that traumatic stress can remain active as bodily vigilance, constriction, or defensive readiness even when a person is not consciously thinking about the past. Somatic exercises can therefore target the current physiological imprint of distress. At the same time, the book should be understood as a self-help resource, not a replacement for professional trauma therapy, when symptoms are severe, persistent, or unsafe. Its most realistic contribution is offering accessible practices that may support stabilization, body awareness, and self-regulation, while leaving deeper clinical treatment to qualified professionals when needed. Lastly, accessibility distinguishes the book from more theory-heavy somatic guides. Body First, Mind Follows appears to prioritize usability over extensive academic discussion. Its appeal is partly based on the promise of more than 100 exercises that can be practiced without specialized equipment, advanced training, or long preparation. This differentiates it from books that are primarily conceptual introductions to trauma, polyvagal theory, mindfulness, or psychotherapy. Readers who already understand that stress affects the body may be looking less for a new explanation, and more for specific ways to intervene when they feel activated, drained, or disconnected. The book's practical orientation also makes it suitable for experimentation. A reader can test which exercises feel calming, which feel energizing, and which are not appropriate for their current state. That flexibility is important because somatic work is highly individual. The same movement or breathing pattern may not affect every person in the same way. The book's strength, based on its positioning, is not that it offers a definitive medical model, but that it translates nervous system regulation into repeatable daily actions. In conclusion, Body First, Mind Follows is best suited for readers who want a practical, body-based approach to calming anxiety, reducing overwhelm, reconnecting with bodily safety, and building emotional regulation skills. It may be especially useful for people who have found purely mental techniques frustrating, including those who understand their stress intellectually but still feel tense, reactive, numb, or exhausted. The book's benefits are mainly practical rather than scholarly. It offers a large menu of somatic exercises, a structured 30-day protocol, and short routines that can be used in daily life. Its intellectual value lies in reinforcing a central principle of contemporary trauma-informed wellness, namely that the nervous system is influenced not only by thoughts but also by movement, sensation, breath, and physical orientation. Compared with similar books, it stands out through its direct exercise-first design and its emphasis on quick, accessible regulation tools. Readers seeking deep neuroscience, clinical case studies, or a comprehensive trauma treatment manual may need additional resources. However, those looking for a clear, practice-oriented guide to somatic self-regulation will likely find its structure useful. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of breath, with more than 100 exercises and sequence through a 30-day plan that turns body-based healing into a repeatable routine. If you would like to support Noah Mercer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.